Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In the United States, it often seems that hate speech is the price we pay for an unwavering commitment to freedom of speech. Corey Brettschneider, professor of political science at Brown University, lets us in on a debate over ways to eliminate hate speech without doing harm to the First Amendment.
If all mankind minus one were of one opinion, wrote John Stuart Mill, mankind would no more be justified in silencing that one person than he would be justified in silencing mankind. This perspective reflects the exceptional American commitment towards free speech enshrined in the First Amendment and the subject of so much controversy today. In American jurisprudence, although threats can be banned, even hateful ideologies enjoy rights of expression. Think of the Ku Klux Klan's right to burn a cross during a rally or the Nazis' right to march in Skokie, Illinois. Recent academic debate has challenged the American exceptionalist approach, reflecting the view of much of the world which bans the speech that America permits. Mill, however, points to a third way of thinking about hate speech when he emphasizes the obligation of citizens to persuade one another on behalf of equality, even if the law protects the rejection of this value. On my view, government officials, not just citizens, should give voice to the ideal of equality by criticizing hate speech, even if it is protected. For instance, the State Department recently offered an example in a denunciation of the anti-Muslim video Innocence of Muslims of how the state can both protect hate speech and condemn it. Groups such as the homophobic Westboro Baptist Church should be protected in their expression, but there should also be official state criticism of that group's continual hate speech against gays. These acts of democratic persuasion can take the form of revoking state subsidies for hate groups like Westboro, including their favorable nonprofit status. While to speak without fear of punishment is fundamental in democracy, so too is the government's role in speaking in favor of the ideal of equality.
That was Corey Brettschneider of Brown University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.